Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm calling because I was charged a couple times for a charge that I don't know what it is, and my bank gave me your number. It was a charge for $67.32, and I was charged two times already.
Okay, could you give me your zip code?
It's 19403.
19403.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. What is your name?
My name's Shelley Steinmetz.
Okay, hold on. Excuse me. Okay. Okay, I'm still here.
Okay.
Just putting my your zip code in.
19403.
Okay, just one moment.
Okay.
Did you have an account before you called?
No, I don't even know what this is for.
Okay, it's 'cause it's not pulling up an account for you.
Yeah, I
When
don't
did you
know.
do this?
Charge.
Or
Yes,
when did
I
you?
just I noticed it's on my bank statement, and there's no proof, so I went to my bank and they gave me your number. I just
Okay.
want the charge reversed because I didn't get anything, and I don't even know what it's for.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You're gonna have to give it a day or so, for the account to show up. Yeah, just like call it the next day because this is
You
you
guys
didn't
charged
have.
in November 7th. You charged me $67.32. Again, December 8th, you charged me again $67.32. I don't know what that is. I want a refund. I want my money back.
Ma'am, I'm telling you, let me put your name in here. I'm telling you one thing and you want me to do another for you. I'm telling you that I need an account with your name and to validate your address. I understand it November 7th they did 6742, another 6742, but I'm telling you I haven't been able to pull your name up and I mean your account up. And if I can't pull your account up, if I can't pull your account up on you, Shelly, I can't help you. So I'm going to put your first and last name in here. I did your zip code. And can you do your last name? You said Stein.
That's STEIN. METZ.
TG? Okay, hold on.
TZZ as in
Z.
zebra.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And also, I'd like to speak to your supervisor.
Okay, you have I found your account. And could you verify your address for me?
29-2 Ivy Circle, Eagleville, PA.
Okay, your account hasn't came down. It's still loading. Was taking some time 'cause the computer's running. So, thank you for waiting though.
What account is this?
I'm finna open it too, 'cause I don't know what the what your account is saying. So this is account. So you want to know where the 6742 came from twice, and whatever
67.
else.
Two times,
Yeah.
32. Yep.
Okay. Okay, I'm showing account to, well, 1222 for 39.99. It was declined. Yeah. The 39.99 declined again. And
what,
you
what is
it was
it?
Just one moment, please. I'm trying to see what your account is telling me. Did you order a tactical bag or anything like that on November the 2nd, Shelly?
Yeah, and I paid the shipping on that.
Okay, what you didn't know was the terms and agreements with this tactical bag when you did this. It says $574 for this tactical bag. Which, yes. And say what again?
That's what I paid. I paid $574 on November 4th.
Okay. So when you paid the $574 for the shipping and handling of this tactical bag, it was in a sweepstakes campaign. Shelly would gave you your account discount membership, $125 voucher. That goes with your account every month. You get this every month. It comes on your email.
I don't want it. You can have
okay.
the bag back. That's how much it's going to cost.
No, we don't return.
I don't even like it.
We don't do returns, ma'am. You said what again?
I want my money back.
Ma'am, are you listening to me? I'm trying to explain what you didn't know. There was a term in agreement you probably didn't know about it, that it was in a sweepstakes. The $574 did ship the bag to you. They have a charge every month. If your account stays open, they do a charge. You have a charge on November 6th because the account remained open for $67.32. Okay.
I had no idea, dude. I had no idea that I was going to end up paying $150 for this $5 bag.
Okay, I understand that. And then they declined the $39.99. Let me see if they have some notes if they canceled this or they did something.
Sign up for it. It's just a scam company.
No, I'm second.
I need to speak to your supervisor, please.
That's two. I'm ensuring that it was shipped. It's not showing any cancellation. Or anything like that. So,
I don't know what it's for. I've never signed up for any of this.
I know. Shall I hear what you're saying? You didn't sign up for it. You just wanted a tactical bag. But those things came. This was a free welcoming gift for joining the factory saving store.
Going to keep on charging my account? What is that about?
I can cancel your account.
I just want to speak to your supervisor, please.
There go the third one. Hold on just one moment. I'm going to have your call transferred to her. I was going to cancel your account so they can stop charging you.
I don't even know what it's for. I don't even know what this account is for.
I understand you don't know what this.
$70 for bullshit.
Okay, let me hold on just one moment. Let me transfer you to the supervisor. Hold on, Shelly. Still here. I'm taking notes. I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor. Hold on one moment. still here, just about to have you transferred to a supervisor. Hold on.
Okay. I'm on turn.
That's what I thought.
What?
Okay. Said, do you guys want to pay for the next error that I paid for this check for? I said, did you guys want to bet?
Hold on just a minute, Shelly. I'm almost finished. I just need an ID number for your account. We'll be transferring. I'll let you know when I'm going to transfer you. Hold on.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. Shelly, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm finna transfer the caller, just letting you know. I just left the notes there. Okay. I'm transferring your call. Oh, wait a minute, just a moment. I have to do one more thing. Okay. I'm finna transfer the call. Shelly, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a nice day.
Thank you, too. Mm-hmm.